4 years later, in 2758, great troubles came to Rohan, and no help could be sent from Gondor, for 3 fleets of the Corsairs attacked it, and there was war on all its coasts. At the same time, Rohan was again invaded from the east, and the Dunlendings, seeing their chance, came over the Isen and down from Isengard. It was soon known that Wulf was their leader. They were in great force, for they were joined by enemies of Gondor that landed in the mouths of Lefnui and Isen. The Rohirrim were defeated, and their land was overrun, and those who were not slain or enslaved fled to the dales of the mountains. Helm was driven back with great loss from the crossings of Isen, and took refuge in the Hornburg and the ravine behind, which was after known as Helm's Deep. There he was besieged. Wulf took Edoras, and sat in Medoseld, and called himself king. There Haleth, Helm's son, fell, last of all, defending the doors. Soon afterwards the long winter began, and Rohan lay under snow for nearly 5 months. Both the Rohirrim and their foes suffered grievously in the cold, and in the dearth that lasted longer. In Helm's Deep there was a great hunger after Yule, and being in despair against the king's counsel, Harma, his younger son, led men out on a sortie and foray. But they were lost in the snow. Helm grew fierce and gaunt for famine and grief, and the dread of him alone was worth many men in the defence of the Borg. He would go out by himself, clad in white, and stalk like a snow-troll into the camps of his enemies, and slay many men with his hands. It was believed that if he bore no weapon, no weapon would bite on him. The Dunlendings said that if he could find no food, he ate men. That tale lasted long in Dunland. Helm had a great horn, and soon it was marked that before he sallied forth he would blow a blast upon it that echoed in the deep. And then so great a fear fell on his enemies that instead of gathering to take him or kill him, they fled away down the coombe. One night men heard the horn blowing, but Helm did not return. In the morning there came a sun-gleam, the first for long days, and they saw a white figure standing still on the dyke, alone, for none of the Dunlendings dared come near. There stood Helm, dead as a stone, but his knees were unbent. Yet men said that the horn was still heard at times in the deep, and the wraith of Helm would walk among the foes of Rohan, and kill men with fear.